part of it came down to that, those Flash Gordon serials, which, when I remember back, that was a real standout event. I loved those serials. I just loved them. And when I think back on my childhood, what did I really like when I was a kid? You know, what, you know, besides my sort of, well, we've sort of discussed my normal interest in science fiction and the fantastic, which I, in machines, I'm sort of prone to anyway. The idea that that was the thing that I liked the most when I was a kid, and that there wasn't anything at all like it being done.
Was it a daily treat that you had?
Yeah, it came on every day, like at 6 o'clock every night. Yeah. You know, and they'd show a lot of different serials, but they'd show, you know, the 15 episodes of Flash Gordon, and then they go to something else, and they come back and show the next 15 episodes, and it was so it was mixed up with a lot of other serial kind of things. But I enjoyed that so much when I was young. And when I went back and looked at it again, I was amazed at how awful it was, and how I could get so much enjoyment out of that when I was younger. How I loved it, and how really, looking at it as a professional filmmaker and storyteller and stuff, how really crude and badly done it was, I realized what would happen if this was really done right. I mean, it'd be so easy. Yeah. If I loved it that much and it was that awful, it would be very easy for me to do it well and have kids love it even more, you know, and really make it work.